Okay, we are recording. All right, well, I'm showing 9 o'clock, which shows we got 32 participants, so there still may be a couple more joining us. I'd like to welcome everybody to the December meeting of the Greater Hamilton Safety Council. We're going to dispense with reciting the pledge to the flag because I don't think you want to just listen to me, and I don't have a flag right handy here anyway. So welcome. Ben, you want to give us a UWC update?
Sure, I can go ahead. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the December meeting. Well, we can't believe that we now have snow on the ground. So can everybody see that okay?
Yep. Got it.
Okay. We have, with the BWC Library, some things that we've been working on. We now have some new resources out there, so I wanted to share a little bit about that. We have safety talks, which we were working on, obviously, with the teleworking. They've been updated, so you can get topics like pandemic, emergency preparedness planning, any of the OSHA standards are there. You can see the link there, and I believe that Betty will be sending those out probably to some of the members. I also want to share that we now have some written safety program templates that are have been updated also. They're fairly new. We've updated those. There's also going to be a webinar for something that we're doing a little bit more of, called virtual consultation visits. It's by Keith Bullock from the OSHA OnSite. I'll look for that sometime in December, I believe it is. You'll be getting a probably a mailing or a email when that's available. We also have something that is relatively new is we're offering for senior facilities. I don't know if we've got any extended care facilities out there, but there's a grant that has been available. It is now available, if you can see that, through the coronavirus aid relief, that gives you a chance to upgrade your air ventilation systems. To, as you know, some of the ventilation is a big thing with coronavirus. If you don't have good ventilation. So it'll give you a chance to update that. I think it reimburses up to $15,000 to Ohio nursing home assisted living and adult daycare centers. So this is something that's brand new. Other than that, I just want to wish everyone a safe and healthy Christmas season, and happy holidays to everyone.
All right. Thank you, Ben. Also, our next meeting will be January 6th. That's going to be the OSHA safety meeting or OSHA update meeting. Speaker will be announced at a later date. So another announcement also, just as in the past, we've canceled the meeting or to listen. Betty will send out a reminder if for some reason the meeting is canceled. Now, obviously, we could do it via Zoom, but if this facility is closed, Betty's going to be looking into it to see if she can remote access, if we can still have it. But she'll be sending out an email when we get down to the as in the past, when the weather is bad, that there's closures, we'll cancel the meeting. So just watch for your emails. With that, the speaker today is dealing with stress management in the age of a pandemic, mindfulness, and how to get more active. Our presenter is Dr. Kristen Dickerson. She's the statewide manager for health, wellness, and special programs. Kristen, I will turn it over to you then.
Okay. I'm also going to talk, well, I'll go over the, everything in the objectives. So I'm going to stop sharing my screen just to save bandwidth. And I don't like to watch myself when I'm presenting, to be honest. And okay, does everybody see it? Is it up?
Yes, yes.
Great. Okay, thanks for letting me know. Okay, so today we're going to define stress, talk about types of stress, the impact that stress can have on your body. We will talk about stress management and mindfulness and give you a toolkit to help. And we're also going to talk about the holidays, because the holidays in 2020 are a little bit more stressful than they usually are because we're in a pandemic. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and start. Stress is actually an emotional or physical tension. It is a normal feeling. Everybody feels stress at some point in time. It's just your body's reaction to a challenge or a demand. This challenge or demand can be anything from trying to win a race, trying to pass an exam, trying to get a work project done on time, to a cop being behind you. These are all types of stress that we can feel every day. There are two types of stress that we talk about. Sorry, it skipped. I'll go back. There are two types of stress to consider and that we'll talk about. It's acute and chronic, and we'll go more into that in the next few slides. A stressor is actually the factor that causes stress, and anxiety is what we feel when the stressor is gone, but we still have stress. So if we go to Walmart and we feel stressed because we're at Walmart, but then we leave, but that stress is still there, that's an anxiety. So I just wanted to kind of explain that. Acute stress is actually, it can improve our performance, so it can be positive. Acute stress is not damaging at all. This is short-term stress. It's the most common stress, luckily, that we experience. Examples of this can be the WebEx isn't working, call-in number is wrong, you're late for a meeting. This stress is something that you feel for about 5 to 10 minutes, and then your body's able to overcome it, and there's no negative side effects. However, we can have chronic stress. So chronic stress is long-term stress. This is an emotional pressure that we feel for a long period of time, weeks, months. It's just stress that won't go away. Individuals feel that they have little or no control, which actually makes the stress worse. And I think that a lot of us do feel that way right now because the world is not what we're used to. There's a lot of things that are regulated and controlled just for everybody's health and safety, but it can be very stressful. When we talk about chronic stress, there is an association of chronic stress to traumatic events. The CDC has classified the current pandemic, COVID-19 pandemic, as a disaster. So when we think about disasters, we usually think about hurricanes or wildfires, something that impacts the infrastructure. It changes dramatically the way that people carry out their daily lives. The CDC has classified the pandemic as a disaster because it has impacted everybody's daily life. Everybody's daily life. And so it's really important to consider that, and we need to understand that. Whenever we have a stress reaction, our body actually releases chemicals. These are corticosteroids and norepinephrine and epinephrine. The purpose of these chemicals are actually to increase your blood pressure, increase your heart rate, increase blood flow, because it's actually related to a primitive reaction that we used to have in hunter-gatherer days when we would see an animal and have to run from it or have to fight it. It's related to that fight or flight. The problem is that when we have acute stress, those steroids and the norepinephrine and epinephrine, they're not released for a long period of time. When we have chronic stress, these chemicals continue to be released and have impact on the body. And so because of this, we have increased heart rate and increased blood pressure for a long period of time. When we do have chronic stress, there's a lot of things that can happen in our body. It does increase our blood pressure, which can lead to stroke. It damages muscle, which can then lead to a heart attack. It does cause growth inhibition. It suppresses the immune system, which is not something that anybody needs right now. It will cause anxiety and depression. It can cause headaches, sleep problems, concentration problems, or weight gain or loss. So when we consider what's actually leading to our stress, there's a number of things recently within this past year that that have led to stress, and they may continue to lead to stress. So definitely the pandemic, it's changed the way that we, it's changed our normal way of life. We have to make reservations to go eat at restaurants if that's what we want to do. A lot of us are still not eating at restaurants, so it's just takeout. Some of us are still teleworking. There's still a lot of isolation because we can't do the same group activities that we used to. And humans by nature are social creatures. And once again, this is a traumatic event. Right now we just came out of an election, and it was a very controversial election, and it stressed everybody out. Anytime that you have an election, there's the potential for change, and change is something that can cause stress. We have opinions that differ, and there's all kinds of information coming at us from everywhere on social media. We're also halfway through the holiday season, and normally the holidays can be stressful. Some of us may be experiencing increased financial stress due to the pandemic. And our holidays may have already been altered, or we may have to alter holidays due to the pandemic. All these are changes, and sometimes it's hard to face changes because there's nothing that we can control, and this then can lead to stress. So there are a few ways that you can manage stress. I am a health and wellness person, so of course I'm going to say you need to exercise. Exercise is actually great. At least 30 minutes a day is what we'd like you to do. But if you can't do that, even a 10-minute walk will help. The reason why exercise is good is because it can boost your mood. When you do exercise, your body releases dopamine and endorphins. These chemicals are chemicals that negate the bad effects of the corticosteroids. So they actually stop the bad impacts from the steroids from the chronic stress. Regular exercise also makes you sleep better. And if people sleep better and sleep for at least 7 to 8 hours a day, they're usually less likely to be stressed. We also could try relaxing activities. These include meditation, breathing exercises, and mindfulness. So the great thing is that on our smartphones, there are tons of apps right now that can help you. And you can actually do 1 minute of a breathing exercise once a day, and it's very beneficial. As far as mindfulness, when we talk about mindfulness, it's just being in the present moment. So it's being where you are and just thinking about that moment in time. When we are mindful and we practice this, we don't worry about the future, and we don't start to rethink the past. That's why it's really important when we're stressed to just put ourselves in the present moment and try to block out the future and the past, because it can help lead to reducing your stress. We should also try to eat healthy. Fruits and vegetables actually have antioxidants in them that, again, help protect your body against the negative effects of stress. Eating more food cooked at home also helps because usually the nutrients found in these foods are better than what we get when we go out to eat. One of the best things that you can do for managing stress is to sleep well. I know that this can be difficult, so it is recommended that you try to develop a sleep routine. When we develop a sleep routine, that just means we do the same thing day after day after day. And after a while, our body starts to realize that we're going to sleep. So it'll start to get sleepy and our mind will kind of start to slow down. In order to do this, you should stop electronics 60 minutes prior to bed. This is to stop your mind from thinking about things, but then also stop your exposure to blue light. Any electronic device has blue light, and blue light actually activates your brain. So if we stop this 60 minutes prior to bed, it allows our brain time to kind of calm down. The last tip here is to try to keep your bedroom for sleeping. I know that a lot of people are working from home and we may try to work in our bedroom, but this is actually not very good for sleeping. If we do things in our bedroom, like wrapping presents or crafting or working from our bedrooms, we actually can't take ourselves away from some of the stresses of the day. So it's really important to just try to keep your bedroom for sleeping and relaxing. Another way to manage stress is to set goals and priorities. I am one of the people that like to have a to-do list and I like to mark things off in the day, but sometimes I can't get everything done and then it makes me frustrated and I get stressed. One thing that helps is to set priorities on those to-do lists. Not everything is an A priority, meaning that you don't have to get all those done. So if we set priorities and list things as A, B, and C, if we just get the A's done, then we still feel productive and we don't feel the guilt of not getting everything done on our list. We also need to learn when to say no, especially right now. Holiday season is always bad for everybody wanting some of your time and some of your energy. So it's really important to set your priorities and know when to say no. Your family and your loved ones and the people closest to you will be more appreciative because you'll be more relaxed and less stressed. Stay connected. You need to try to stay connected however you can. If it's just virtually, that's better than staying isolated and not talking to people. I know that this meeting is virtual. A lot of other meetings are virtual and we've gone to Zoom calls where you can see faces. This is a great way for people to stay connected. There are also a lot of community groups that have now started to do Zoom calls. So consider joining one of these groups because I know that we still are social distancing, especially with increase in the virus, but a lot of people have options now for virtual meetings. Okay, we're going to talk about a toolkit. This toolkit actually can help you manage your stress. When we talk about this toolkit, we consider the four A's. There's actually a lot of ways to just avoid stress. When we avoid stress, we try to take control of our surroundings. A good example of this is if we're chronically late for work and it stresses us out, maybe leave a little bit earlier or talk to your boss and see if you can come a little bit later because there's just too much traffic at that time of day. When we can, we should try to avoid people that we disagree with or that bring us stress. We also need to, once again, learn when to say no. And if we can, ditch our to-do list, especially right now with the holidays coming up. There's just a lot of wants on our time and we're just not going to be able to get done everything that we want to. If we can't avoid stress, we can alter our environment or we can alter the stressor. We can ask for a change. When we do ask for a change, we need to communicate our feelings and use an I statement. So if there's something that's stressing you out at work and you go to talk to your boss to try to change it, you need to say, I feel frustrated because of this. Is there anything that we can do? By using an I statement, you take responsibility for it. And you take responsibility for it, and it makes it seem like you guys can come up with a collaborative answer for it. We also need to learn when, we also need to remember things that we learned in kindergarten about managing our time. When we talk about managing our time better, it's a lot of this is grouping tasks that can be grouped together. So if we had a lot, if we have to do a lot of phone calls during the day and a lot of computer work or data entry or writing letters, try to make sure that you do all the phone calls at one time during the day and then do the computer work later, because you'll end up being more efficient and have more time at the end of the day. We also need to set limits in advance. So if we're in a meeting and we know we need to leave by a certain time, let everybody know in the meeting, hey, I have to leave by 9. I can't stay later than 9. This allows you to reduce stress and mitigate it before worrying about the meeting running too late. If we can't avoid it and we can't alter it, we can also accept it. Accepting stressful situations can be difficult. If we talk to somebody, this can help. If we're venting and we're talking about it, we're getting our feelings out, and they can also offer us a different perspective. We also need to learn to forgive. It takes a lot of energy to be angry at somebody, so sometimes it's better just to forgive and move on. We should practice positive self-talk. Don't get down on yourself for making a mistake. Just say, I'm going to learn from this and I'm going to do better next time. This is where learning from mistakes comes in. A lot of times in life, there's teachable moments. And if we can take something from these teachable moments, it helps us to reduce stress in the future. If we cannot avoid, alter, or accept, sometimes we have to adapt. Adapting usually means that we need to adjust our standards. We should also practice thought stopping. If we're having gloomy or negative thoughts about something, we need to stop them, because this can just lead to more stress. We also need to rethink the issue. Sometimes by reframing the issue and looking at it in a different perspective can help us understand that it's really not as a stressful situation as we thought it was. Adopting a mantra can also help. This would be, I can get through it, I can get through it, I can get through it. By repeating this, we may be able to mitigate stress. Create an assets column. By this, I mean anytime that you're feeling stressed, remind yourself about all the happy things, the things that make you happy in life, like your dogs, gardening, outside, kids, vacations. When we're stressed, if we think about these things, it helps put everything into perspective. This can all be summed up by looking at the big picture. If we take a step back and we look at the big picture of some kind of stressful event in our life, we realize that 5 years from now, this probably won't matter most of the time. Okay, I am going to give you guys about 20 seconds to try to apply this. We're going to take a thought break. See if you can think of a stressful situation that you've had recently, and if you can alter, avoid, accept, or adapt and change the outcome. Which A would have worked best? Okay, so let's talk a little bit about stress right now. We have been in a pandemic for the last 9 months. We have altered everything that we do, and a lot of us are still spending most of our time at home. In the beginning, it was easier because we were in survival mode. But as the pandemic continues, we have to draw more and more on resources in ourselves that we might not have. 8 in 10 people right now say that they're stressed due to the pandemic. So how are we going to get through the holidays that are stressful on top of the pandemic? We can use some of the tools that I've already talked about, but there's also some tools specific to the holidays. When we're talking about holiday stress, you need to check in. You need to check in with yourself and with others. First, check in with yourself. See how you're doing. Take time during the day to be mindful and think about how you feel, some of the things that you have to do today, some of the issues that you might have. Just check in with yourself and make sure that you're feeling okay. Once you do this and you're okay, check in with others. It's really important right now because the holiday can be stressful, sad, depressing, or make people angry in a normal year. So it's really important right now to check in with others. Self-care is also highly important. It's so important that you need to schedule it, put it on a calendar, turn off your cell phone for at least 5 minutes every day. Do something that you enjoy. This can be going outside for a walk, taking a nap, drawing, listening to music, talking to a friend. Anything that makes you feel happy and good, you need to do that, and you need to do it every day. When we talk about holiday mindfulness, it's being present at the moment that we're in and not thinking about what we have to do and not thinking about what we didn't get done. So for holiday mindfulness, we need to accept imperfection. Realize that our holiday is not going to turn out like a perfect Hallmark movie. There's going to be things that get missed. We're not going to get everything done, and that's okay, because we don't want to lose sight at the end of the day about what's important. What's important right now is that we're still able to talk virtually. We can still see some of our family and friends, and people are still around. When we respond to people, we need to respond with kindness. By this, I mean we don't know what the person in front of us in line who gets angry at the cashier, we don't know what's going on with their lives. They could have just lost somebody. They could have lost their husband last year. They could be going through a divorce. They could have financial issues. So we don't know what is going on with people right now. So it's really important to remember that and respond to everybody with kindness. Also, rethink resolutions. Maybe you don't have resolutions because of the year that we just went through. Be kind to yourself at the end of this year and at the beginning of the next. When we talk about resolutions, it's better, instead of saying I'm going to lose 20 pounds, to just start and say, this month I'm going to eat more fruits and vegetables. Next month I'm going to not drink pop. If we just make small changes, those small changes add up over 12 months, and we end up feeling like we've accomplished something and don't have shame and guilt that we broke a resolution. It's also really important right now to acknowledge our feelings. When we acknowledge our feelings, we write them down. It's okay right now to feel however you feel. You can feel guilty, you can feel angry, you can feel sad. The best thing to do, though, is to write them down or talk to somebody and get them out. You end up feeling better because they're not just your feelings anymore. Reach out. Reach out to people and connect. This can not only help you, but it can help others. This is really important as an employer right now. If you are an employee, make sure that you try to start meetings with your employees just for the first 5 minutes by touching base and asking how everybody is feeling and give them time to talk. By starting the conversation, that's the first step in reducing stress and making sure that everybody has a good mental health and wellness. Volunteer. Volunteering actually makes us feel better. Take this time right now to do something for somebody else. So one way to help be mindful during the holidays is to get real. By this, I mean we need to be realistic. Holidays are never perfect, but do we ever really remember all the failures? No. We usually just remember that we got to spend time with our family and we had fun, and every Christmas ends up feeling like it was the best Christmas ever. Things are going to be different this year. We might not get to see everybody. People might not be coming to our house. People might be in quarantine or might be isolated because they're sick. It's important to right now accept that there might be changes. We need to set aside differences too. Everybody is entitled to their opinions, but don't take these opinions personally. It's not an attack. Let them know that it's okay that they have their opinion and you have your opinion, but maybe say that it's not their best time to talk about it. Another important thing to try to reduce holiday stress is to stick to a plan. This includes a plan for a budget and also planning ahead. When I talk about budget, I don't mean just gifts. I mean food and your time. Your time is just important right now because there's a lot of people asking for it. So when we talk about food, write a list out or a menu out beforehand and you'll stick to the budget better. Also with gifts, you don't have to go overboard with everybody's gift. Sometimes the best gifts are the ones that take the most thought. Time. When we stick to a plan and we have a plan, we also end up using our time more effectively and having time for ourselves. So it's really important that we plan out when we're going to go to the grocery store, what we're going to get, and then how we're going to handle all of our obligations during this time. We can plan ahead. This means specific days for tasks. So instead of going to the grocery store every day, go one time, maybe twice. It's a lot easier now having click list because we can just pull up, they put the groceries in our car and we leave. But it also gives you a few days to make sure that you've got everything in your cart that you need. Try to do things ahead of time if you can. I know there are some things during the holidays that have to be left to the last minute, but anything that can be done ahead of time, do it. There's a lot of recipes out there for casseroles and make ahead. The reason why is because everybody knows that your time gets used up a lot during the holidays. So try to make sure that you do as many things ahead of time that you can. Okay, so one thing to consider is we just went through Thanksgiving. It might have been different for everybody, or it might not have been. Christmas and New Year's is coming up, and again, these might be different. It's important to cope ahead. And by this, I mean start thinking about how Christmas and New Year's might look for you and your family. Because if you can do that and you can start thinking about it now, if there are going to be changes, it'll make it easier to handle in the long run. The first thing that you need to do is assess your options. Maybe you have to go virtual for Christmas. Maybe you won't be able to have 50 friends over for New Year's because it's just not safe. Are there other options? Can you deliver presents and leave them on a doorstep? Can you do a Zoom call? Look at other options now because you might figure out something that works for everybody by the time Christmas and New Year's comes. There's also a lot of uncertainty. Right now, you don't know if people that were supposed to be coming to your house might call and say, hey, I'm in quarantine or I'm in isolation because of COVID. So it's important to remember in the back of your mind that this can happen to anybody at any time. We have to assess all the risks. Ultimately, we need to do what's best for us and our family. By assessing all the risks, we need to look at how safe we've been, how safe everybody that we're going to be around has been, and also look at the level of disease in both where we're going and in our area. When we're talking about risks, we also need to make sure that we're taking into account anybody that has comorbidities. These are just things that make people high risk, such as diabetes, high blood pressure. All these increase the chances that if they do get COVID, it could end up with complications and a more severe illness. We need to try to start managing expectations. And I don't just mean our expectations, I mean others too. If we start having the hard conversations about changing holiday traditions now, it makes it easier for everybody to accept if that does have to happen. Holiday changes. We have to keep us first. This has to be the ultimate us and ourselves and our family are the most important things right now. So we might end up making other people mad, but we need to keep our family's safety and health the most important thing. Like I said before, situations can change rapidly, so we just need to keep that in the back of our mind. We need to confront our emotions and allow other people to have their emotions. If we do have to change things and we have to call grandma and say that we're not going to be able to make it because we don't want to make her sick, she might get mad, she might get angry, she might be sad. It's important that we allow people to have those feelings and then try to help them accept the changes that might be coming. If we do have to cope and we do have to have these discussions about changing things with family, try starting now to have the conversation. If they feel like they're part of the plans and they feel like they can make decisions, it helps them feel like they are in control of the situation, and it leads to less stress for everybody. Again, make sure that everybody feels heard. Make sure that you give time for people to tell you how they feel and then tell them how you feel. This allows both parties to start to accept the reality of what's going on. When we do have conversations, it's important to not just go and say, we can't come for Christmas. Try to have alternatives that might make people happy. Sometimes though, we just have to accept the inevitable. There may be family members that just get angry with us because we're not going to be able to attend a tradition. This is okay. They're going to eventually get over it, but we do have to accept that it might be difficult for some family to have to change plans. Just say no. This helps you set your priorities and it keeps you first. Be okay if others don't understand. This goes back to the point that some people might not be able to accept the changes that have to occur because of the holidays. You have to be okay with just saying no, because you have to keep you and your family, their health and safety first. Okay. During the holidays, it's very, very difficult to stay healthy. I have problems staying healthy during the holidays too. We end up gaining 2 pounds for Thanksgiving, 10 pounds by Christmas. This can actually lead to stress and then further health complications. So if we try to keep healthy during the holidays, the chances of us being stressed are a lot less. We should try to eat small snacks before any big dinners that we're going to have, because this helps satiate us and we don't eat as much during the meal. Get sleep. It is very important right now to try to get as much sleep as possible. I know it's difficult with everything going on, but it's more important now to get sleep than ever before. Try to keep up some kind of physical activity. With the snow we just had, it's difficult to get outside and go for a walk. Can you walk up and down the stairs in your house or just around your living room? It's really important to try to do something physical every day. We need to recognize stress and all the symptoms and any feelings that might lead to stress, like we've talked about in this presentation, as soon as we can. Not just in ourselves, but we need to start looking at others too. We have to try to maintain routines where possible. If we can maintain healthy routines, it helps us manage stress in the long run. But sometimes we may have negative feelings, and that's okay. We're humans, and we're allowed to have any of these feelings. It's important how you react to these feelings. And by using some of the tools that I've given you in this presentation, it can actually help you deal with those feelings and also manage stress. These are resources that if you click, they're hyperlinked. So you'll be getting copies of the slides and you can click here and it'll take you to resources. This page is all about stress, stress management. And this page is all about sleeping, eating, mindfulness, physical activity, And if you do need resources for how to stay safe during this holiday season, the CDC does have guidelines for everything from Halloween to Christmas to New Year's. And if you click here, it'll take you there. And this is my contact information. So if you would have questions or need anything, don't hesitate to contact me.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Dickerson. If anybody's got questions, you can either type them in the chat at the bottom or unmute yourself and ask them now. Okay, anybody have any questions for the doctor? All right. Well, we want to thank you for presenting for us today. And anybody has anything else that needs to be brought up? If not, we will end the meeting here. We are recording it, so hopefully it will be available. And also, like Dr. Dickerson said, she will forward the slide on, and Betty will post that on the Facebook page. So with that being said, if there are no other questions, comments, concerns, or things to bring up, I will go ahead and wish you a happy Christmas, a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we'll see you again in January. Thank you all.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay.